the 7 hours interview series. Listen in as fiction editor Melissa Willis sits down with Tom Pollock, author of Recollection.
So Tom, tell us a little bit about Recollection.
Sure. You know, when I first heard about the concept of 7 hours, I immediately, and that there were going to be six other authors, I immediately tried to think of some sort of twist that I could, that could maybe set my story apart from some of the others. So I thought, what if my character chooses to go back and relive the 7 hours? And I'm assuming your listeners are aware of the general concept that at a person's right at the moment of a person's death, time in the person of Thomas Constant comes and offers them an opportunity to either live an extra 7 hours or to go back and relive any 7 hours of their life. And so I thought, what if my character goes back? He chooses to go back, but he wakes up and he can't remember what he had come back to change or what he was supposed to do. In fact, he doesn't even remember meeting Thomas Constant at all. He wakes up, he's very disoriented, and he's mumbling this strange set of numbers, 93111757, and it keeps repeating over in his head. He can't get it out of his head. And he has this very strong feeling that those numbers are important somehow. He just doesn't know exactly why. So Recollection basically follows this 7-hour journey of a Manhattan cab driver named Adrian Colfax, and he's trying to decipher the meaning of these numbers that he has in his head, and he starts to have these flashbacks, and he soon comes to realize that he has he's returned, he's reliving these 7 hours, and the purpose is to prevent the violent death of the woman he loved, his true love, his girlfriend at the time. But the only problem is he can't recall exactly how she died, so he doesn't know exactly how to go about it. So that's kind of the story of his 7 hours.
Okay, cool. Now, Thomas Constant ties all of these stories together. And talk about how you interpret his character and how you'd like the reader to feel about him and what he represents.
Yeah, you know, when James Wilson originally, who kind of thought up the whole overall concept, when he told us about it, he had mentioned that, Thomas Constant was time personified and that he was really more amoral. He wasn't, he wasn't good or bad necessarily, but almost disinterested in the plights of these seven lives. And so for me, the way I kind of viewed Constant was almost that of an antagonist. He's there offering this option to Adrian. But so I chose to kind of leave him a little bit because of the nature of the story too, where Adrian doesn't really remember him. So we get the account of their interaction only through flashbacks progressively throughout the story. So he's a little bit enigmatic. But essentially, he warns Adrian about the possible consequences of his choices. But otherwise, he doesn't really interfere. So he's a little bit of a mysterious character in my story.
Okay. Now, if you were given the same choice that Thomas gives each of his characters, what would you choose? Would you take 7 more hours added to the end of your life or relive 7 hours? Why?
You know, I think going back is very intriguing, but if you want to go back, to me, that kind of suggests that you have some regrets or something. And I can honestly say I don't have any major regrets in my life that I would want to change. Not that I haven't made any mistakes or anything. But I think I've learned some valuable lessons from them. So I don't think there's anything that I would go back and want to change. So I think I would probably just take the extra 7 hours, get my affairs in order, say goodbye to my loved ones, and spend some time with my family.
Okay. Now, each of the stories in this series is very different, and they explore a variety of themes. What ideas did you choose to incorporate in your novella, and why?
Yeah, so, the whole idea of being given this chance to kind of go back almost suggests and implies that there's something in our life that we would change, that if given the chance, some sort of choice that we made or some kind of tragedy that happened that we would want to change or want to avoid, or some kind of choice that we regretted. So one of the themes I wanted to kind of develop in the story was really the question of why God allows those tragedies or those bad things into our lives. It's really the question of evil. Why does it exist? And that's really, a fundamental theological or philosophical question about the nature of God in the first place.
Okay.
So go ahead.
No, continue.
Well, I think it relates to time in that we, you know, we often spend so much of our time filled with regret or filled with that kind of a feeling, and sometimes regret can lead to bitterness, and you know, before we know it, we've spent years of our lives really just being consumed with being angry about something and regretting something. So that's one of the themes that I wanted to pull out. And once I think we understand that God allows these things for a reason, for a purpose, to help us grow and mature, I think that's something that you know, can be of benefit to the reader, hopefully.
Okay. Now, what was your favorite part of this series, and what kind of got you hooked and made you want to participate in it to begin with?
Well, I really love the whole speculative genre within Christian fiction. When James kind of presented his concept, I really latched onto it right away. I thought it was right up my alley. So I love that. And I had a lot of fun creating the characters and kind of thinking about the whole concept there. And in fact, some of the characters that are in this book, I'm hoping to use in future novels. So I kind of enjoyed that. But I think probably the part I enjoyed the most was just getting to know some of the other authors, these six other authors. I think that's been really great.
Okay. We got just a few more seconds here, but are there any thoughts that you'd like to leave with our listeners?
Yeah, you know, I think just kind of going back to that, the theme of the story, that, you know, reflecting on the concept of why bad things happen into our lives and how the choices that we make can affect other people and can impact not only us, but how our lives in turn impact other people and how their lives then impact and can affect the people that they come in contact with. So, you know, our choices and our actions can cause kind of a chain reaction that we may never really fully understand on Earth. You know, the good and the bad things that we can cause in others. But really, God is the ultimate author. And he's telling this incredible story, and the tragedies, the good things, the bad things, the things that he allows into our lives, he allows for a reason. And I think that gives us a sense of hope. You know, when everything is kind of darkness and chaos, we can have this kind of hope that there is an ultimate purpose to it all.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Tom, for joining us. I've enjoyed talking to you today, and look forward to what you've got next on your writing agenda.
Great. Well, it was my pleasure. Thanks very much for having me.
All right. Thank you. You have a great day.
Okay. You too.